Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Science Pals, it's Grace. Welcome back to this week's Snappy Science. Is it hot where you're at? Because it has been baking all over the United States this summer. So much so that tropical forests may be getting too hot for photosynthesis. Yep. When trees get too hot, energy production in their leaves actually breaks down. Climate change is already making a portion of tropical tree leaves so hot their photosynthesis machinery is baking and breaking, according to new research. The study finds that even when the surrounding air is significantly cooler than the leaves themselves, some 0.01% of individual leaves can reach a critical temperature at which an enzyme required for photosynthesis goes through a process called denaturization. This is the same type of irreversible change that egg proteins in cake batter undergo in the oven. So basically, they bake, they are no longer an egg. They are part of the cake. Another reason for concern is that tropical forests are crucial for carbon storage and biodiversity, and they're already plenty threatened by deforestation. If enough leaves on a tree die, so does the tree itself, which means rising temperatures could chip away at these forests leaf by leaf. This new research consists of three parts. First, the scientists reviewed experiments that have sought to understand what happens to individual leaves as temperature rises. And then they consulted satellite data revealing local temperatures. And finally, they built a computer model to understand how the tropical forest might respond to a global temperature change, you know, because temperatures are continuously on the rise currently. And studying how warming temperatures affect individual leaves is actually pretty tricky. A few studies have tackled the problem. However, for a range of tropical tree species at different locations and for varying temperature increases, it's a pretty aggressive thing for them to study. Those experiments have helped teams behind the new study characterize a temperature at which photosynthesis generally stops in a tropical tree's leaf, which is around 46.7 degrees Celsius or 116.6 degrees Fahrenheit, which seems really crazy high, but in parts of the world, temperatures are topping that over the summer. And that temperature is similar, but a lower level for trees found at higher latitudes. Next, scientists actually turned to the International Space Station. There's this thing on it called the Ecosystem Spaceborne Thermal Radiometer Experiment on Space Station. What a name. You want to know what it all comes down to? EcoStress. That's their acronym. It's basically a sensor that's mounted on the outside of the International Space Station and began work in 2018. The scientists use data running through 2020 and hope to revisit the research with newer information. Basically, the data it's gathering is the average temperature across a swath of forest and gives a more detailed view of the canopy temperatures. And that's crucial work because it's really important for them to identify the tiny patches where leaves might be reaching that critical temperature at which that photosynthesis shuts down. And then finally, researchers built that computer model to try and understand how quickly soaring temperatures might kill tropical trees. And they found that the tipping point could occur when local average temperatures rise by about 4 degrees Celsius. Now, this modeling is tricky work for a number of big questions involved. For one, scientists know that photosynthesizing leaves cool the air around them. So, as they die off, neighboring leaves' temperatures rise more rapidly. But how quickly this feedback escalates remains unclear. And at least some point, tropical trees may be able to acclimate to the heat and photosynthesize at higher temperatures. I mean, fingers crossed that happens. But keep in mind, that 4 degrees Celsius rise is going to be critical because when trees start dying, all that carbon is going to be released back into the atmosphere that tree sucked up. Not to mention, we need photosynthesis process because, you know, produces oxygen for us. Well, that's your snappy science for the week. I'm pretty amazed in photosynthesis being able to turn off and on, and that these trees are basically saying that, like, hey, I'm overheating. This is bad. I'm shutting my systems off because I can't function at this crazy high temperature. Like, it's honestly insane to think about and to process. But that's your snappy science for the week. I will see you guys all back here on Monday when we chat with Josh. Bye, pals.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.